Desmond Mead says he turned his life around after being incarcerated for drug crimes in the early 2000s. But the Orlando resident and more than a million others in the state can't vote. He's collecting signatures for a ballot initiative to change that.
I think that this is rooted in fairness. You know, once a person has served their time, have paid their debt to society, that they should be given that opportunity to have their voices heard, especially if you're talking about they're paying taxes as well.
Governor Rick Scott made it harder for ex-felons to vote in 2011. Currently, former inmates must wait at least 5 years after completing their sentence, including parole or probation, before they can apply to reinstate their right to vote. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sarah Mueller.